Thank you. Privilege to be here and to be a part of that time of prayer and sharing of requests. Appreciate that so much. Is anybody hungry? Is everybody well fed? Anybody feel like you're... What? Thank you for asking that question, brother, because that's going to be an excellent lead into our time together tonight. But before I tell you what I have, I'm going to ask you another question. What would you say are the purposes of eating food? What would anybody got a suggestion? Nourishment, okay, nourishment. Satisfaction.
Strength.
What?
Strength.
Energy.
Energy.
Health.
Growth.
Pleasure.
Your grandma makes you.
Your grandma makes you? Because it's good for you, right? Okay. All right, very good. Well, y'all encapsulated three of the four that I was thinking about. The first one was satisfaction. God has given us cravings for food because otherwise maybe we wouldn't eat, and we know that's not good for us. So He gave us a desire to eat, and so we eat to satisfy that natural God-given craving. That's God's design. And then there is health. That came out in a number of different ways tonight, that idea of nourishment and even food, not only for nourishment, but food for healing. Eating foods can actually benefit us if we're sick, like chicken soup, right? When you're sick, it makes you well. There are a lot of foods that really do help you naturally when you're sick. Pleasure was mentioned. We taste food. It tastes good. We eat it because we're going to enjoy that, and that feeling of food going down into your stomach, and that's just a pleasure that we often enjoy. And then the other one that I thought of was fellowship, just sharing a meal together. Sometimes we eat with someone because we enjoy that time over the meal, at the table. It kind of speaks of an idea of sharing that together, really maybe even in a celebration. Well, I ask you to turn tonight to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, and we're going to think about being well fed. About being well fed. You know this story well, and we're not going to be looking at the details of the main emphasis of the chapter, which is the Lord Jesus speaking with the Samaritan woman there at the well in Sychar. But we do want to make some comments on some other things that have to do with being well fed. So John chapter 4, let's start out, if we could, verses 3 through 8. Speaking of the Lord Jesus, He left Judea, departed again to Galilee, but He needed to go through Samaria. So He came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from His journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For His disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. So we'll pause there just for a moment, and it's just a side note. Of course, John presents the Lord Jesus primarily in His deity as the Son of God. But we see here very clearly John doesn't only focus on that. He focuses on the humanity of the Lord Jesus. We see in just these few verses the fact that the Lord Jesus, as a human being, He got tired. Here's God, who is omnipotent. He got tired. He had to sit down by the well. He got thirsty. He asked the woman for some water. He was hungry. The disciples had gone to buy food, not only for themselves, but also for Him. Think about the Lord Jesus, and we want to be imitators of Him, don't we? We want to be imitators of the Lord Jesus. We want His life to be lived through ours. Can you imagine going into a restaurant and you sit down and you're trying to decide? It's not a restaurant that you normally eat at. And so you pull up the menu and you're thinking, man, this is like a foreign language. And you look over and there's Jesus sitting at the next table. And when the waiter comes, what would you like? I want what he's eating. Because you know what he's eating is going to be the best thing to eat, right? You're going to order. You want to eat what Jesus eats. What would Jesus do? The little bracelet said. I'll ask you tonight, what would Jesus eat? Now, this isn't a, that's another message on the health benefits of food. That's not, we can't cover that in 15 minutes. Really can't cover this in 15 minutes. But let's go on down to verse 31. We're going to go in after the Lord Jesus has had this amazing conversation with this woman and told her who she was and what she had done. Without her revealing any of that, she was overwhelmed and believed on Him as the Messiah and went and told her friends in town. And then we read in verse 31, in the meantime, His disciples urged Him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But He said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought Him anything to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work. The Lord Jesus said, I have food that you don't know about. That you don't know about. The disciples, they were like really confused. Like, how did He get this? Did somebody bring Him some food while we were gone? We see Him talking to this woman from Samaria. Surely He didn't eat something she gave Him, the unclean Samaritan. But they couldn't figure it out. But the Lord Jesus said, you know, I've got food to eat that you don't know about. And you know what? When I think about the Lord Jesus and the menu that He speaks of here, His food of choice, I think, you know, there's a lot of us as believers that we're just as confused as those disciples were. I mean, you talk about food and like, I mean, I love to eat. I love to eat. I eat for pleasure. You know, I eat for nourishment too and for fellowship and to relieve the cravings that I have. But I love to eat. But the Lord Jesus said, I have some food. And it's not that the Lord Jesus didn't eat regular food. He did. We know that. We see that in the Scripture. But here He says, I've got some food. And the food that I have, it's to do the will of Him who sent me. What God the Father desired for Him to do, intended for Him to do, He said, when I do that, when I do the work that my Father has given me to do, that satisfies me. That pleases me. That is nourishment to me. That is fellowship for me. Everything that food does, the Lord Jesus said, when I do His work. You know, it wasn't that physical food wasn't necessary for the Lord Jesus. He was a human being. He got hungry. He needed to eat. But it wasn't His primary hunger. It wasn't the main motivation of His life was not what He was going to eat. It's not what He could touch. It's not what He could smell. But rather, it was the touch of heaven, that spiritual touch, the aroma of heaven, the heavenly food, doing the will of the Father. Eating the will of God and His work for us. Just in a few minutes, let me just mention, let's go back through these ones that we mentioned, the purposes of eating food. Maybe a little application for us because we want to eat like the Lord Jesus. We want to be satisfied. Satisfying our God-given cravings. The Lord has given us cravings for food so that we can fulfill our physical need. He's also given us cravings for His will, to know His will and to do His will. What do we read in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3? As newborn babes desire or crave, some translations have it, the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. Verse 3 says, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. You see, His will, His desire for you, His intention for you in your life is gracious. It's gracious. He wants you to taste that. The pure milk of the Word of God providing insight into His will for me that I might prove, as we read in Romans 12:2, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Knowing and doing the will of God, knowing and doing the will of God satisfies the cravings that God has put within me to know and to do His will. Unfortunately, we have the option, like we all often do, when God puts a craving for physical food in us and we go and eat junk food, that's not the intention. That's not the intention of our physical cravings to cause us to eat something that's unhealthy. Lord, bless these Cheetos to my body. The Lord can do miracles now. I'm not saying He can't, but you know. But sometimes we, spiritually as well, He puts cravings in us to know and to do His will, and we take those cravings and we seek our own will, our own desires. What about our health, our spiritual health, our vitality, that we will be strong, as was mentioned, strong in faith, strong in endurance, strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus, strong in the power of God's might, strong in spirit. Remember the Lord Jesus in Matthew 4 as He's out in the wilderness, and we read there that He was hungry. He hadn't eaten in 40 days. He was hungry. And Satan came and said, "Turn these stones into bread." And the Lord Jesus said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." You're not going to be healthy fully if you only eat even healthy physical food. You've got to have every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And knowing and doing God's will for me provides spiritual nourishment, agility, ability, alertness, nutrients for our spiritual muscles, for endurance, for quickness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we read that we're to rejoice always, we're to pray without ceasing, and everything we're to give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do I eat the will of God? Is it food for me to do what God has given me to do? To rejoice always, to pray without ceasing, to give thanks in everything. Does that satisfy me? And does that give me spiritual health and strength because I'm feasting on God's intention for me? And then there's pleasure. There's pleasure. That taste. The enjoyment of the flavors. Psalm 19. We read in verse 10, after that description of the Word of God, we read that it's sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Psalm 119:103, the psalmist says to the Lord, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." In knowing and doing God's will for me is pleasurable and enjoyable for me, even when it's not what I think I want. It's a lot of junk food, right? We already mentioned that. A lot of things that taste good when we develop our taste buds for the things of this world. It tastes good. There's pleasure in sin for a season. There's pleasure in sin for a while. But I was thinking of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 where Paul says very clearly, "This is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality." To think there that we, in doing the will of God, a greater pleasure than any pleasure that sexual immorality could ever bring to us, we can have that pleasure in knowing and doing the will of God. So pleasing that it will surpass our desire to give in to the temptations of this world. And then finally, that idea of fellowship. Sharing around the meal. We find that all throughout the Scripture. Old Testament, New Testament, in every culture on this earth. people get together to eat. Not everybody. Some people like to eat by themselves. But in general, we enjoy sharing food together. I think of the Lord Jesus in Luke 24, those two disciples on the road to Emmaus. And then they invited Him to sit down, and it says that as He sat at the table with them, that He took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were open, and they knew Him. They had had that time. They said, didn't our heart burn with us while we talked on the road? They had fellowshipped with Him. And they come around that table in a beautiful picture of sharing. You know, knowing and doing God's will for me is an avenue of fellowship with Him first, but also with those with whom I'm doing the will of God. And tonight, we're doing the will of God, aren't we? We've gathered here tonight, assembling ourselves together. And we've come to pray, and we see that pattern in the New Testament. And we've come together, and we're doing the will of God tonight, and we're feasting on that, and we can find fellowship in that. Well fed. The Lord Jesus was at a well. That's where you get water. But that's also where He taught them the best thing on the menu. The best thing on the menu is knowing and doing the will of God, fulfilling His intention that I have revealed to me in the Word, that You have revealed to you in the Word, and that God working in your life, opening up doors, revealing your abilities, gifts, opportunities, burdens, as He shows you those things, as you're in the Word of God and we're walking with the Lord and He is opening up doors and He is saying, in essence, this is My will for you. As we go through those doors, we find that we have a well within us, don't we? John chapter 7, the Lord Jesus said, "He who believes in Me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this He spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in Him would receive. So you don't just have to eat, you get to drink too. Enjoying that water of life flowing from within us by the Spirit of God as we walk with the Lord Jesus and enjoy what He enjoys and are satisfied with what He is satisfied with. And we find our health and our strength and our pleasure and our fellowship in knowing and doing the will of God. May we seek the will of God. And may we love to do it. And may we find these things in that. Not that we don't need a good meal. We do. But we need to know and to do the will of God. To be like the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You tonight. A privilege to come together and to share our needs. To sing Your praises. To lift up our hearts together as our brothers have led us in prayer. Coming before Your throne of grace and acknowledging our great need before You. And Father, then to consider in Your Word Your Son coming to this earth and becoming a human being, sitting by that well, asking for a drink of water, and then giving us the secret to a well-balanced, nutritious diet spiritually, to know Your will, that we might do Your will. Father, that You would reveal Your desires to us, for us, Father, should humble us. Lord, how dare we receive Your will and then refuse to do it. Father, we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for the Holy Spirit who energizes us, enables us to be obedient. Help us to be obedient. Lord, help us to be more obedient. Father, we thank You for the obedience that we've experienced. Lord, help us in those areas where we struggle, that we might find great satisfaction, pleasure, health, and fellowship in knowing and doing Your will. Thank You so much. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Have a good meal.